Hey, it's Katie. I'm excited to have you here. Today, we're talking about movement and what that has to do with your business. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship.
Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, my friends. I'm Katie Horner, and today our guest is a Pilates instructor, a wellness instructor, someone who is very deeply passionate about moving your body for a better you and how that makes you a better business owner too. So help me welcome to our podcast today, Bernadette Georgie, who is also newly married,
yes,
by the way. Congratulations.
Thank God, yes.
So excited to have you here.
Thank you.
And just sharing about your business and helping people be healthier. Tell us, like, how did you get into this? How did it become a passion of yours?
So I think that we've all learned that sometimes we're also healing ourselves when we go out and into the world to help other people. And I was an injured dancer, and everything about dance other than my love for dance was dysfunctional, from overworking my body, starving myself, going to rehearsals when I was sick, all of that, you know, the starving, you know, artist thing. So I got injured. And in some ways, the injury saved my life, right? Because it stopped me in my tracks. And I don't know if my unhealthy practices are what stopped my dancing, but I couldn't continue like I was. And in that moment, I was, of course, 19. The world was in front of me. I was going to be a ballerina, and it didn't happen. But very quickly, I realized, you know, what I believe spiritually is that I don't believe God goes down around and like hitting people and making bad things happen. But I do believe that if we're connected, we can definitely see the lesson in a bad situation. So right away, I realized, you know what? The madness has to stop. So when I entered the fitness world, it was aerobics, just because I danced. That was the closest thing I could find, and martial arts. And so all those things were very related. But I started to find that even in the fitness world, a lot of the practices were unhealthy. And it was starting to get people, especially women, to chase something that didn't even exist and start to put themselves in positions where they either felt like they failed or they didn't like themselves, or then they felt like food was the enemy or their friend. And so through my own figuring out what made me feel good, I started to develop different methods to help women. And as we talked about earlier, was that I just want them to feel good first. Because if you feel really, really good, you're motivated to either return to what made you feel good or just also see your world in a different way. And then as I started work, a lot of my women are professionals, and I can see the difference when they don't work out, they don't move their bodies. And I don't mean you have to go to a physical, you know, workout. You could take a long walk with your dog, you know, or your husband or wife, but it's the movement part. It gets everything moving in your life. So, and that's how I came up with Just Be Moved as my business name, because movement is really affects everything, you know, moving in every way, not just your body. So yes, that's a long, short version of it.
The long, short version. Yeah. And you've run studios, and now you're also doing some online training.
Yes.
So you have a wealth of experience in marketing all the things.
Yes, I do. I do. And having to test it all myself, because I'm a team of one. So test this, test that, see what works. And honestly, what works, I think, is what makes me feel good and what is making my client feel good, like what's attracting them. And really, I think it's our community. It's the fact that I don't put an emphasis on the crazy diets, or actually, I encourage people not to diet, but to just be conscious of what they're eating. And conscious to, you know, did you walk today? Or, you know, did you do something good for your mind and body? So I think there are the kinds of things that I found that attract women. My age group is about 40 and up. And I have younger women too, but it seems a bit about 40, you start to get your wisdom around there. You know, maybe 35, 38. I think you start to feel like grown up around that age, where you start to see what doesn't matter, what doesn't really matter. And that's where I started really tapping into. I realized when I danced, but I wasn't dancing in front of the mirror as performing per se, that made me feel good. And I realized, okay, I need to tap into that part of movement, not how many reps can I do? How many calories am I burning? You know, how much am I beating myself up? So I think that's what's worked for me. And I think that's what's really made the test of time as far as what I'm doing, because there's a lot of Pilates instructors out there, many, many fitness, wellness, yoga, health coaches. But I think really having everyone tap into what feels good has been my key and my message.
Mm-hmm. And I know when we were talking before we hit record, you were sharing how, you know, one of the things that's made a difference for you in marketing is focusing on the results that you're getting. And I think that's a lesson people can take away, no matter what niche you're in,
right?
Is this idea that when we focus on sharing the results we're getting for our people, like that's the credibility, that's the authority, that's the attraction, because
yeah,
people don't want the classes and the work, they want the results.
Right, right. And that, you know, I learned that a long time ago. I was a spokesperson at QVC for years. And my very first on-camera training with them, this woman, and I thought at first she was just a little like bitter. She said to me, and I didn't take the message, and I learned years later that it was really one of the best messages I heard. She said, "You are not selling health and fitness. You are selling something so intangible, and it's out there somewhere." And her words came to me when I realized that's why when I tell people just feel good, that resonates, because you can feel good right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever your goal is, lose 2 inches, whatever your goal is, it's never going to happen overnight, like getting our nails done or buying a new pair of shoes. But if you tap into how you feel, your body and your spirit will tell you like, oh, that maybe not for me. I see these people throwing tires. I don't get it. I don't know why they would do that. To me, it's crazy. But if that makes them feel good, then they should keep doing it. I know for me, just watching it, throwing a tire, it was not be good for me. But I also think business owners, what they don't stick with something long enough. I was talking to somebody that has a bar studio. She teaches like an adult type of ballet class. We were sitting there getting our nails done. And I said to her, so, you know, what have you been doing? Because COVID really put a big damper on all of our businesses. And she said, oh, I've been trying everything. And I said to her, I said, well, if you were marketing to you, what would attract you? Right. And she stopped and thought about it a minute. She said, well, something I did a couple of weeks ago. I said, well, then that's what you should go with.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd be her authentic self too, not looking on Instagram and seeing what is everybody else doing.
Right.
So I think that that's something that we all need to learn. And I think the other thing about with business owners is we put ourselves last. It's like you're the mom of your home and then you're the mom of your business. And that's really the wrong approach. It's very, very easy to go down that slippery slope of putting yourself last. But then your business doesn't get your full attention, your full energy. And again, coming back full circle, that's why you need to physically take care of yourself. It's not just about getting up off that chair. It's what are you going to do when you get up? Do something good for you.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And so, man, already nuggets to take away, guys. we've heard, you know, focus on sharing results. That's how you market well. We've heard do more of what works, right? Do more of what is authentic to you. And making time for rest, making time to take care of you and making sure you're in the state that you need to be able to do what you were called to do in getting your message to the world.
Yeah.
Love
Amen.
That.
And you know what, just a thing about rest too, is I was getting into a bad habit of I'm going to sit for an hour and I'm going to watch TV. And I realized that wasn't really rest. It was overstimulation in all the wrong places. You know, real rest is taking that walk when the sun's out, or sitting and reading something, even if it's for 10 minutes, or laying down and closing your eyes, meditate, breathe for a couple minutes. That's real restorative rest. The other mm-hmm. stuff that we call, oh, you know, it's my guilty pleasure, is just overstimulation in all the wrong places anyway. And what's really on TV that we really should be watching? I can't think of one thing. Dancing with the Stars, maybe.
Yeah. And I think that it's important too that rest, as you say, to step away from the things that can fill our heads, right? To be able to give space for the creativity and give space for the figuring things out. And so often I think when I'm stuck at my desk and I'm really trying hard to push and figure it all out and do all the things to where I'm moving past, you know, now I'm not just tired, I'm exhausted, and then I'm not productive, and then I'm not doing quality work.
Yeah.
You know, and then I can't think straight.
And frustration is such a short way away from anger, you know, where you start to be like, oh, and when your body's like this,
right,
you're not open or like nothing's going in and nothing's coming out. You just, you know, so that stress and that tension
yeah.
is self-inflicted. you know?
Right. And so for me, I've had to learn, like, when I hit that point, to walk away, right? To go for the walk, to go sit on the porch, to go find a kid and have a conversation, to go bake something, to go, like, just change up that activity and give the mind a rest so that we're not forcing it and becoming our own friction.
And if I could say, since I'm way older than you, don't let yourself get to that point. So,
right.
Yeah. So what I've learned to do is I've learned, like I was telling you, I'm trying to build my own landing page. And I literally was going to take the computer and throw it because I lost all my work. It kept saying save, 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 but something happened on the site itself. But I sat there too long. There's no way I would have had that strong of a reaction. I still been upset, but had I not sat there that long. And sometimes we think about push through, especially as a ballerina. That's all we did was push to our feet and literally would bleed. And there's nobody going, your feet are bleeding. You know, there. I don't know why we, as women, we do that to ourselves. And as business owners, it's so counterproductive on every level. Because then you don't even like your kids, you don't like your husband, you know, then your whole world becomes like that. You know, you get frustrated with everybody.
Oh, such good stuff. Good stuff here. And again, for our audience, if you want to connect with Bernadette, we want to send you over to studiojustb.com. We'll have that in the show notes for you as well, so you can follow up with her. But you also mentioned something really interesting when we were talking, and it coincides with what we were just talking about, rest. It coincides with what we're talking about, movement, and also about the idea of being spirit-filled in our business. And you've got a unique angle on this idea of breath work and its place in our daily lives. And so I wanted you to share a little bit of that with us before we go.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. So when I first started teaching fitness, you know, breathing is everything or your clients are going to pass out. But Pilates, yoga, all the slower movements, Tai Chi, martial arts, the breath is really, really important. And they talk about it, how it centers you. And, you know, you start to really realize that that breathing really connects you upward. It's this release of stress. I've watched people on, like, so the Pilates, there's a reformer, so they're on their back, so there's no mirror, so they have to go inward, but they have to breathe properly or they're not doing the exercises properly. Because something else that's really amazing about the way we're designed is that certain muscles are activated on the inhale and certain on the exhale. So in Pilates specifically, you must do both properly. You can't hold your breath or you can't go to what in fitness they call failure, where you just can't do another repetition. And there's a lightness that happens. And I start to see people emotionally change. I start to hear them talk about their husband's work. A lot of them, like I said, professional women. So they're coming in like really stressed out. I just couldn't wait to get here. And I start to see this transformation where when they come in, yes, they couldn't wait to get there, but they are already starting to breathe that way. And as you and I are aligned talking about, you know, the Lord breathed into us life, right? You know, and then later Jesus talked about he's the breath of life. Like there's something so powerful about us taking that time to breathe. And Pilates and other mindfulness modalities, if you just kind of take a minute and realize like how good you feel when you just really take a deep inhale and then a slow, mindful exhale, how that can really, really, it chemically changes your whole body. So that's been a blessing that I get to witness. Sometimes they don't even realize it at first, but I'm witnessing it. And that's just so this daily, I feel privileged to witness it.
It's so fascinating because I was just reading that even the sound of someone breathing in and breathing out in a single breath, it makes the sound of the letters in the name Yahweh, which is the name of God. And how cool is it that God designed the body that even though we're not speaking anything, just the simple act of breathing, of him breathing into us the breath of life and giving us one more breath today, we're speaking his name.
Yeah, I know. And all of the ah, you know, especially in Hebrew, ah, referring back to Yahweh, alleluia, amen, we're always evoking that. And something I learned recently too is that when you hum, the humming, usually we naturally hum or breathe or so hum means I am in Sanskrit. So hum. Well, that's the sound that the earth makes from space. And it's in middle C. So it's so like really awesome of how we're designed and how everything's so interconnected. And I feel like if you are in a bad place, like something maybe terrible happened at work or your business, something's going on with your business, and you stop focusing on that for 5 minutes, and maybe you don't have the words to pray, but you just start to breathe, you're automatically connecting. That's our connection, you know? And so, because sometimes you know there's something that happens, even if you're happy and you just cannot find the words, or just something, you just take that deep breath and just then slow down, be still. It changes everything. And it's funny for me to tell people to be still because I'm talking about movement, but you need both.
Yeah. But we also have that scripture that talks about be still and know that I am God. And in that stillness, just that simple act of breathing his name is the, you know, practicing that awareness and that knowledge of God.
And that's a double blessing, right? Because it's be still. But the other part is know. We have to be still and be faithful that's where we're supposed to be. That all this movement we're always doing, like we're always doing. I think I told you a story that I'm very faithful when it comes to something I need. And then all of a sudden it starts, you know, the Lord will show me where I'm going. Okay, God, I got it. I got it from here. I'll take it from here. No, you're supposed to be still. You're not supposed to keep moving. That's what got you into this mess, you know? So what I tell people is when use their exercise time, because Pilates and all the things I teach is a little bit more meditative and contemplative, take that time. That's when you can be open, right? We're on our backs, we're breathing, our bodies are moving gently. And it's a really beautiful way. It's almost like a moving meditation or a moving prayer of just giving yourself that space. Yeah. So it's been a blessing for me physically and emotionally, but also to also watch my clients. I had no idea that I got to watch those transformations. So it's really been amazing, amazing ride.
Fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating. Again, we're talking with Bernadette Georgie, newly Krissa Foley. And you can find her over at studiojustbe.com. What would you leave us with today? You've shared so many great nuggets around, you know, being who we need to be in our business, taking time for that pause, but also taking care of ourselves and marketing. What do you have to walk us out of this episode with today?
I would say that as women, we have so many layers of pressures on ourselves. And I think that the more we look outward for the answers in our business, in our personal life, our professional life, the more confusing we become because it's the noise of the world. And I've learned this a long time ago, and I think it's helped me throughout, is that especially during COVID, I'm trying to save my business because all fitness was closed. But I had to continue to know what was authentic for me and my business and what worked. And God has been so good to me. I mean, we were shut down for 10 months and new people have come in and new faces and new energy, but my message never changed because I can only be me. And I think as women, don't try to be someone else. You know, God made you. There's only one. You know, I was raised by an artist and he would say we're all works of art. And I really believe that. So why try to copy somebody else? Why would be a copy when you can be you and take good care of you? Because the world needs that you, who you are. And your message and your business.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for being with us on today's episode.
Aw, thank you. It's been a great day talking to you. And I hope you get some nuggets out of it.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. Share this with somebody who needs this encouragement today. Remember, your message matters. You need to take care of you to get it to the world and continue to praise God with every breath that's in you. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.